Time for a look at the news for this a Monday. It's the 7th day of June for 2021. CAL FIRE, along with local fire companies, rolled to a reported residential structure fire last evening around 8 o'clock. The fire was located off of Sutter Creek Volcano Road near Pine Gulch Road. When units arrived, they discovered a garage fully involved, with the fire extending into nearby vegetation. Firefighters were able to knock down the structure fire and stop the forward progress of the vegetation fire within about 30 minutes of arrival. There were no injuries reported, and no estimate of damage was released. The cause of the fire is under investigation.
And CAL FIRE, along with units from Calaveras Consolidated Fire, San Andreas Fire, and Moke Hill Fire, responded to a vegetation fire Saturday afternoon along Milton Road between Jenny Lind in the Rock Creek landfill. Forward progress stopped at 25 acres. The fire's under investigation. That was a busy shift for firefighters and emergency crews Saturday. The 40th annual Copperopolis bicycle race brought out over 300 riders. It also attributed to three separate accidents involving riders, with one airlifted to a Valley Trauma Center. Now, also later in the evening Saturday, an air ambulance required near Burson Road and 26 for a fall victim with a head injury.
A two-vehicle accident claimed the life of a 50-year-old woman in Calaveras County on Saturday morning. Her identity has not yet been released. According to the San Andreas CHP office, the collision happened around 7:30 between O'Connell Lane and Cement Plant Road. A mid-sized sedan and a pickup were involved in the collision. For unknown reasons, the truck crossed over the double yellow lines and into the lane of the sedan, and both vehicles hit head-on. The sedan sustained major front-end damage and the truck overturned. Traffic was backed up for over an hour as tow crews worked to remove the wreckage, with CHP and sheriff's deputies directing traffic. While the accident is still under investigation, it appears that alcohol did not play a role in this crash.
And CAL FIRE ground crews battled a small vegetation fire on Summit Level Road in the Arnold area Saturday. The incident broke out around 7 in the morning near Forest Road 7N08. A plume of smoke could be seen in the vicinity, but it was in a remote area, making it hard to find the exact location. No structures were threatened in the incident. CAL FIRE reports the crews contained the blaze to 3 acres by 9:30, remained on scene mopping up and checking for hot spots into the afternoon. What started the fire is under investigation.
And two Sonora residents captured on surveillance video were recently arrested and jailed in Calaveras County on numerous charges. According to reports, the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office received a call reporting a possible residential burglary along Highway 4 in the Camp Connell area. The reporting party was concerned about a suspicious Ford Ranger that was seen on a security camera and suggested a possible crime was taking place. Deputies from Calaveras, Alpine, and CHP responded. After arriving, a Calaveras sheriff's deputy located the suspect vehicle that ended up being stolen. Jonathan Johnson and Christina Archer, both of Sonora, were inside the residence. It was discovered that the pair had broken a window to gain entry into the home. They were taken into custody without incident. Investigating the scene, deputies located drug paraphernalia and multiple small Ziploc bags containing 42 grams of methamphetamine. The pair was arrested and booked with charges relating to burglary and narcotics.
Well, Governor Newsom appeared disinclined Friday and made no announcements over the weekend to insert himself into the regulatory process for workplaces, after Cal OSHA upset business groups by approving new rules requiring all workers to wear masks unless everyone around them is vaccinated against the coronavirus. Now, the revised rules, approved after a long and sometimes contentious meeting last Thursday, run counter to Newsom's plan to fully reopen California in less than 2 weeks and allow vaccinated people to skip face coverings in nearly all situations. Now, in the workplace, the new rules will force employers to distinguish between those who are vaccinated, unvaccinated, or unable to be vaccinated due to other health considerations. Cal OSHA's regulations apply to almost every workplace in the state, including workers in offices, factories, and retail operations. The conflicting rules, expected to take effect in mid-June, will further confuse the public as the state reopens June 15th. Newsom did say he will review the decision by what he called an independent board. Critics have been quick to point out, though, it is Newsom who appoints members to the Cal-OSHA board.
And the city of Jackson is updating its general plan document that serves as the city's playbook for decisions on land use, infrastructure, public services, resource conservation, and more. The update will address critical questions facing the community over the next two decades. A community visioning workshop has been scheduled for this evening at 6 o'clock. Along with the workshop tonight, you can also fill out an online survey on the city's website.
And Amador County holding a COVID-19 vaccine clinic tomorrow at the Health and Human Service Building on Conductor Boulevard off Lower Ridge. The clinic will be held between 1 and 5. That's 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. Those 12 years and older are eligible. To register, visit the website, myturn.ca.gov.
And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.